Have an enrollment question? Just ask ASAP.
I'm so pleased to have Pam Safford, who's the assistant head for admission and enrollment at Ethel Walker School, joining me today for the Ask ASAP prompt. And so our question that has been raised in our ASAP community really is centered on families. And the common thread or theme that you are seeing, Pam, in many of your travels and meetings with families that maybe we can pick up on and learn from and be able in our profession to respond to. So the question is, what are you hearing from parents and families that you believe strongly that we in the profession need to think about and be able to respond to as a fear, as an anxiety, as a challenge?
Well, I think the post-COVID generation, if you will, has parents coming to us feeling very vulnerable, seeking community, seeking, lifetime delivery of education and all of the added benefits of an independent school offering, which is a more communal whole child approach to education. And so COVID, in some ways, gave independent schools an excuse to be necessary at the prices we charge. And so that has invited lots of those conversations. And I think it upped our value, frankly, almost overnight. What I would say I see in parents is fear and anxiety, although they may not lead with that, but it doesn't take long if you're paying attention. And if you act as a respectful coach, which is sort of what I try to do with parents, I think we have the unique opportunity sitting in a room with them to reflect on what we just heard or learned from their child. And they deserve to hear what we learned. And then they deserve, because often they don't hear about their kids. And in 20 minutes, we can ascertain quite a bit from a 15-year-old if we earn their trust and get the most of that time. And then it's wonderful to reflect what we learned back to parents. And then in so doing, we also have the opportunity to do a little coaching in there, because when you're listening to how the kids talk about their situation and what has led them to your school, which doesn't, by the way, have to be a crisis in most cases, but you learn some things about what they care about, what they wish for, what they aspire to, and what they struggle with. And so I think in reflecting back to parents what we've learned, we can also acknowledge both the importance of parenting and give them positive feedback about what they've clearly done really well in allowing their child to take intellectual risks, to trust an adult, to share ideas as they presumably have just done in an interview. But you may also learn about some areas of vulnerability, and you can acknowledge that with parents in such a way that they might actually tell you more about what they're looking for in a partner in parenting their children in this next stage of life, which inevitably is adolescence for many of us working at high schools. And, you know, adolescents are tough on their parents. And for someone like me to say, hey, just so you know, it's their job to push back and to tell you you're wrong. And it's tough to get that rejection, but that's how they learn. Because when they push back and assert their independence, they're still listening to what you say. They're just not going to tell you that they are listening. And that's the job of a teenager. And we can all remember what that felt like. So I think we as professionals are educators and have the chance to help parents understand parenting, even though they're the parents and we're not. I'm not a parent. I never have been. But that doesn't keep me from coaching parents. And I think that is what we actually owe them in this process. Mm-hmm.
And a safe space for them to maybe demonstrate a level of vulnerability and fear about what they might think is a shortfall or a shortcoming.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're saying here, because again, it's listening, it's coaching, it's providing that structure. And so, Pam, I say to you, thanks so much And I appreciate this insight. And for others who may have questions as it relates to the role and responsibility that we all have in this profession, don't forget to email us at ask@aisap.org.
Ask@asap.org. Send your questions.
This discussion is intended for general education purposes and not intended as specific advice. The tips and strategies provided in today's discussion are suggestions based on our experience. Keep in mind that every situation has unique facts and circumstances, which could alter our recommendations in any given situation.